Hello, everyone. Welcome to Stories of Adventure, a silly dice game I made to play with my friends. I'm Annabelle, your playmaker for tonight, and they call me Big Shitted for a reason.
Hi, my name's Mara, and I am the person standing behind you.
Hi, my name is Josie, and dolphins are my worst enemy.
I'm Gage, and I'm the adopted mom of this group.
Awesome. So, welcome everyone to our very first episode of Soap, the Stories of Adventure podcast. If you came here looking for tips about soap, I'm so sorry, but stick around anyways, you'll have fun. This is going to be an actual play podcast where we are just playing Stories of Adventure, a tabletop role-playing game I made from, well, not from scratch. I stand on the shoulders of the giants before me, but it's an independent game. And today, we did our character creation session, and we thought we'd introduce our characters to you. Starting with Mara.
My character is Omni Lua. She is a spirit warper wraith.
Yes.
And is an elf.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to explain a bit about what the wraith is and what the wraith does?
So in the wonderful world of soap, there is a thing with darkness where it does not mesh well with everything else.
Yeah, the nighttime is quite literally evil and trying to destroy everything.
So a wraith is someone that has been either afflicted, embraced, or just uses the power of said darkness. Omni is the afflicted kind.
Yeah. So the way the wraith works mechanically, essentially you have a certain amount of overcharges per day and abilities you can overcharge. Every overcharge ability has a weak form, an overcharged form, and a backfired form. There is a during the day 1 in 10 chance, or during the night 1 in 5 chance for her ability to backfire, and when that happens we'll have some fun things. Some collateral damage, as you do. But yeah, that's Omni. Any fun things you want to tell us that's on your sheet? Anything that's exciting?
I mean, I do have a fun feat that allows me to see every spirit of dead people as just cute little furry forest animals.
Yeah.
So if you die and I stare at you, you're probably going to look like a rat, a squirrel, or something weird.
Or a bunny. Bunny. All right, Josie.
Hello. My name is Josie. I'm going to be playing as Erica. She's a half-orc and a paladin. One of my favorite class features that she has here is Inspiring Protection. It's followed very closely by Smite Foes, because that's always cool.
I mean, everyone loves to smite.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah. Inspiring Protection, it lets you, use the help action to help, my allies within 15 feet.
Yeah. So the way, the help action works in the system.
Yes.
Is you can spend between 1 to 3 action points. We'll get into what those are. And then you can increase someone else's roll by that amount. With her, in addition to the normal help action stuff, she can use the help action to increase her friend's armor class. And she can do that as a reaction, too. So, yeah. You want to tell us anything about your character's background or anything?
Yeah. I built Erica after an idea that our amazing playmaker just kind of shot out one day. She said it, and I was immediately inspired. It was just a jab about something.
A guardian angel.
But before that, the naughty paladins go
naughty
on.
Naughty clerics get put on skeleton duty.
Get put on
a
skeleton duty.
A real lore thing from another campaign that we won't get into now. But yeah, just naughty clerics get put on skeleton duty. Yeah. Don't be a naughty cleric.
Yeah, but I took paladin just because I've never played a paladin before, and I thought it would be cool. And I've been a cleric before in another campaign that we're not going to get into. Some of her background includes. Should I get into like her personal background?
Just do what you want. However the spirit moves you. I'm not editing this out.
Okay.
I'm lazy.
Now, a brilliant playmaker over here, guys. Yeah. Give her a shout out. 10 out of 10 job.
Yeah, no.
Erica, I built her as a single mom of a young child that will bring in, you know, the guardian angel aspect. It's going to, because she's is a young mom, that's going to bring in why she became a paladin. I think that she's going to be really fun for me. I try to make her a little different. Usually I stick to like the same kind of backgrounds and such for many of my characters. This one's not too far off, but she's definitely going to do much more different things than I'm used to. I'm kind of trying to step out of my comfort zone, but give her the personality that I'm familiar with in most of the characters that I play.
I'm real excited to see it.
Thank you.
Gage.
Hi,
I'm Gage. Very excited for you.
I'm playing Pharaoh. He is a Skalin Moonweaver Druid.
Yes.
And so his stuff will rely like on the phases of the moon.
Yeah. Basically, he has a dark moon and light moon form that will be changing every day. Mm-hmm. And you'll either get attack-based abilities or defensive-based abilities, depending on whether it's a dark or light moon.
Yeah. I kind of just based him on a crazy old hermit in the woods. He's lived for quite a long time and has seen his fair share of things. And we'll have to deal with that if he wants to just get anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, so he is a Skalin, which in this setting is a lizard person. They are known for being extremely hardy and are mainly found within the giant desert in the center of the continent, the Dauntless Desert. So yeah, so just some background on Stories of Adventure, the mechanics of it. The main thing you need to know, just we're going to explain things as they happen. If you've played a game like D&D, Pathfinder, even Fate, you'll probably recognize some of the stuff we're doing. But the main thing that separates this from D&D and Pathfinder is the action point system. On your turn, you get 10 action points that you can spend doing literally whatever you want. You can use all of it for movement, all of it for spells, break up spells, movement, attacks. As long as you get the action points, you can do it. And so things like a spell will cost somewhere around 7, usually. Cantrips all cost 5. At level 1, a weapon attack costs 4, but that could be reduced later on. So, yeah. Also, the system uses a D10 dice. So, if these rolls are sounding smaller than you're used to from D&D, that's on purpose. Alright, so one last thing. If you are interested in playing Stories of Adventure and reading the entire rule set, it is currently available now for free. There will be a link to the Playtest Discord, and you'll have access to all the rules and bi-weekly playtests. The next playtest session that we will be doing is let me pull that up. Sorry, y'all. Will be on Sunday the 7th at 2 p.m. EST. We will be running the one-shot Dragon Heist on High Mountain. Dragon's going crazy, and the only way to fix it is steal its treasure. These guys have all run it and had some fun with it. They will get in out of there and into your belly for you. but yeah, we're going to start off with some introduction scenes. And Gage, could we start with you?
Sure. How do you want to...
So, let's set the scene.
Okay. Honey, get closer to the mic. You're sounding really far away.
It's a new moon tonight. You've seen many a new moon come and go, but this one is different. A couple in a nearby clan, their eggs are hatching tonight. And you know what that means. What are you doing?
Well, as I have done for many couples over my long lifespan, would try to help them, because... Should I explain?
Explain what you want to explain.
Okay. So, the clan that I am from is very based on tradition and... rituals and such. So new moon births are considered very, very unlucky and bad.
Yes, being born on the new moon marks you as a moon child, which is thought to be more likely to being touched by the darkness. Omni here is a moon child, so it's not entirely out of the question of being true.
I have dealt with this many times, and I try to help whoever I can that has to go through dealing with losing their children to this.
The husband comes up to you. We did everything we could, but the eggs are hatching now. We need to get out of here. I think the neighbors are getting suspicious. Can you help us?
How many did you say it was again?
There's me, my wife, and three eggs. All of them look very healthy.
It has been a long time, but I can try my best.
Thank you. We will name one of them after you. I promise, just please get us out of here. You know, there's a small town along the coast, Lenru. They'll take them in. There is a... you have complicated feelings about the gods, to say the least, but you know there's a temple of Solaris, and they'll take them in, no questions asked. They'll be safe there.
I stretch my weary bones, as I am quite the old man. And think that it might be not as easy to do this as it used to be.
I'm going to load up the wagon. We can, if we're lucky, we'll be able to get out of there before they notice. We just need a distraction.
Give me a short amount of time. I will try to come up with something. All right.
The neighbors are getting very suspicious. They're going to want to see the hatch happen and to prove it's not a moon child, and we can't do that. One of them peeked out at me through the egg. It's such a little thing. We have to get out of here.
I put a weathered hand on his shoulder and promise him I will do what I can.
All right. As he goes to load up the wagon,
I send a bird messenger to a nearby town that has dealt. They've dealt with me before.
Yeah, Lenru's dealt with you before. The temple, they know you. They wish you would join them, but they appreciate all the help you've given. At this point in time, I would like to ask: are you in Dark Moon or Light Moon?
Let's see. Well, it is new moon, so it would be dark.
All right, dark moon. All right. You see, can you roll a perception for me?
Give me one. Mm-hmm. Okay, plus perception.
So if we unleash like 30 feral rats.
We're not, no.
Come on.
You do not have the decanter of endless rats.
That's going to be a 9.
A 9. Okay, with a 9, you see... Although they're trying to remain hidden, there are guards active. They don't seem happy about what they have to do, but they are more than willing to do it. You know, the safety of the clan comes above all.
Oh, shit. I did have an extra pencil.
All right. What's your plan?
Hopefully my... messenger has gotten back. I guess I asked either like a guild office or something to send.
Yeah, some help. You can send them that way.
Okay. I will wait for news back.
Yeah. Well, your animal messenger returns back to you. They're ready.
Okay. I hitch up the wagon and then we head on our way.
All right. I need you to roll a stealth for me. And I'm going to roll an additional one myself with the wagon.
It's only a one.
A one. So with a one, now this system does not use natural ones as critical failures, so you did not crit fail. However, you've alerted the guards.
Hey, they're tethering up a wagon. Hurry, they're trying to get out of here. They must have, the eggs must have hatched.
Just give me a moment. I'll see if I can talk to them.
They are armed with spears in their in armor, coming down towards the wagon.
Okay.
How far to the nearest city?
It's not too far. Maybe it's a decent ride through the night, but
okay.
Continue on. I will try to talk to them.
Yep. They're carried by giant weasels. The carriages are carried by giant weasels, so they slap the weasels, they go and run off into the night. Okay.
You again.
You see a similarly aged Skalin, captain of the guard.
X.
How many times must you do this? You doom these clans, let alone the whole desert.
There's no reason that it should happen in the first place, and you know that.
The safety of the clan comes above all else. You know that.
He draws out a long sword.
Are we going to finish this here and now, or are you going to be a coward?
Well, as you guys have said many a time, Kevin caught me yet, and as I try to escape into the forest, that is my home.
Yes, so you are on... So this encampment is a trade encampment. Mm-hmm. That's on the border of the desert. Since Skalin are one of the few people... these Skalin clans are some of the only people who can actually cross the desert. You make a good deal just transporting things to and fro. So you dive into the forest, but there are guards on your tail. I need you to roll survival.
Okay, that'll be 11.
11. With an 11, I'm going to roll a perception to track you. We'll say they have a +2 on that. That is a 10. You can hear them. They're on your tail, but you have the advantage here. They're used to the desert. You're used to the forest. You steal away into a tree and watch them run past. You're safe, but if you don't slow them down, there's a chance they could catch up with a wagon.
Okay, then I would like to cast, let's see. Entangling Vines and
entangling
try to whip
vines.
Them up into the
All
tree. All right,
that costs a spell slot and 7 action points. Let me read out the effect of Entangling Vines. You bring forth vines of nature around you. And then you automatically... So I'm assuming you're wishing to either entangle or stumble.
It's a like a whip attack, right?
Vine whip. You want to do vine whip?
Yes, and okay. Try to like vine whip it into the tree.
So so this could be an attack that does damage. You could turn it into difficult terrain to slow them down, or you can make them trip.
We'll make them trip.
Okay, all right. You use entangle. No, you use stumble. They're gonna make an agility save versus your spell save.
Okay.
That is a 7.
They fail.
All right, they collapse to the ground. He's around here somewhere. They're going to make a perception check looking for you. Can you make a stealth?
8.
7. Good luck. They're looking around. These trees. It's too much. All right. You may do another thing with the spell if you'd like.
Did they fall down?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I try to, like, just hold them there with the vines?
Entangle? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The area turns into difficult terrain, trapping them in. And as they fight through it, you know, you've made sure that they're safe. And now all that's to do is meet up with them in Lenro. Mm-hmm. And we'll finish with you. Mara, you ready to do Omnis? Yeah.
I thought we were going to go do them out of the line.
Are you ready, Josie? We can do you.
The playmaker said Mara.
Okay. You need some.
My name's not Mara.
All right. You, yeah, we'll get. I thought you might need the time to.
I'm just thinking.
Yeah, thought so. Mm-hmm. All right. No, it's physically impossible for you to think. You have one brain cell and it bounces around like that DVD screensaver.
I have one brain cell and the only thing that it's saying is.
Do you want to say that on the air?
No. All right, go ahead.
All right. So you've been hearing tell of a spirit causing problems in a small town.
I'm going to investigate while obviously avoiding most of the town. Yeah. Just kind of sneaking around and hearing what they're saying because people are like,
roll. I think we'll call this perception.
That'll be a 9 plus. What would that be?
9 plus.
I'm not sure.
Perception, which is an awareness skill.
Okay, so that would be. Since they have proficiency, that would be also with.
With, right now, just 1.
Okay, so yeah, just 10 then.
Oh. All right, with 10, you hear people talking. Spirit down in the Grey District. Have you heard about it?
Oh, that's not real.
I know, my cousin, she said she saw it. It was causing a lot of problems. It was digging through these piles of hay. I don't know what's going on with it. It's just another story. A cat in the hay bales. I'm not sure. I trust my cousin. You hear them slowly walking off.
I head to the Grey District then.
Mm-hmm. What time is it? What time of day is it?
I would say it's about mid-afternoon, the time I would usually be allowed to prowl about without people being too prevalent or too focused.
Right. Mid-afternoon, yeah. There's some people around. The Grey District, name that for the color of the stone buildings, is where a lot of tradesmen work, a lot of leather workers, blacksmiths, and there are some hay bales that the farmers are taking in to sell at the mercantile. Some of them look like they were disturbed, but they've been cleaned up.
Do I see the farmer that's cleaning them up, or have they been cleaned up for a while?
They've been cleaned up for a little bit.
Got it.
You can go in the mercantile and ask about it if you'd like.
I want to see if I can catch someone alone. Be better.
All right. Well, so I feel like you need to roll for this. What exactly are you trying to do here?
More just wait for someone that looks like they're a farmer that works mm-hmm. with this little section.
This would be perception.
Perception, then? All right. That'll be 10. Or right. 11.
11. Yeah, you're able to spot a farmer. Just unloading some new bales.
Kind of walk up.
Oh, you spooked. You gotta walk louder, miss.
Hello, hi, my name is Omni. I am currently investigating the information involving what's been going on with the hay bales and the spirit nearby. Do you have information for me, yes?
That was a lot. Just give me a second to collect myself. I'd say this is a charisma roll. First impression.
Willpower?
Yeah.
Gotcha. That'd be 6.
All right, with that, I mean, he's willing to talk. He's like, yeah. Yeah, these hay bales, they're for the mercantile. What do you need to know?
There's a spirit nearby, yes, that is causing issues, and I would like to investigate to put the spirit at rest, yes?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's what people... It's just a raccoon or something. I don't... Look, people are saying that at night... A spirit digs up.
Color pencils?
Here, I'm going to mute you guys.
Sorry. I was trying to whisper. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
A spirit supposedly comes out, messes up the hay bales, digging through them. I don't know what the deal is.
Omni will investigate later tonight. Thank you, yes.
You might check with the owner. Also, you shouldn't be out at night. You're like... I don't know what you are, but you're little.
Omni is adult in human years, so Omni is good, yes?
You shouldn't be out at night. It's not safe. But that's your business, not mine. And he goes back to unloading the bales.
I will wait then to see... One, if I can find the owner. Mm-hmm. And two... Yeah, I don't.
All right, you can go on the mercantile.
Inside.
There's a lady behind the counter. What can I do for you?
Hi. Omni is currently looking for the owner of the hay bales next door.
Oh, the hay... Yes, the mercantile. Are you looking to make a purchase?
No, Omni is here to investigate the spirit.
Hey, keep your voice down. I don't want to scare away customers. What? What? It's a raccoon, you hear me?
Omni is worried the spirit will become hostile soon. So it'd be better for
come
you
on,
to
come, you, treat this, come, yes? Come to the back. We'll talk in my office. Don't, you're going to scare the customers.
Why can Omni not talk out here? What is wrong with Omni talking out here? Is everything okay, yes?
She takes you back to the office. Do you follow?
I mean, yeah.
Look. The customers have been getting spooked. They don't want to come by here. It's bad for business. So whatever you have to say about any spirits that may or may not be out there, say it in here.
Omni is able to pacify spirits and send them to the other side. Omni will be willing to pacify this spirit for you.
All right.
Yes?
Roll persuasion.
That's gonna be... 11.
Oof. With an 11... You really can do that.
It is something Omni knows very well. And does very well, yes?
And you think it could be hostile if it's not dealt with?
Spirits get sick the longer they are around. The more darkness that seeps into them and the longer they're here, the worse they become until they become wraiths. And, well, they shouldn't eat things like Omni eats things, yes?
Creepy shit aside. Look, you can stay here and do what you want, but keep it to yourself. Be quiet about it. Don't attract attention.
Understood, yes.
All right. The raccoon comes usually soon after nightfall.
Understood, yes.
All right.
And I will wait till nightfall.
All right. When the night falls, you hear a rustling coming from the hay.
Looking.
You see, it is a raccoon. Raccoon spirit. It's looking for something.
Hello, little one. How can Omni help you today, yes? It's okay.
Patting.
Now remember, once per day, you can.
Yes, I want to.
All right, so you're going to roll a... What check? What did I say this was? A...
You cannot specify.
I think it was insight or religion.
I think it was an insight.
It was insight, yes. Okay. So we're going to say the challenge level for this is 5 because this is a very weak spirit. Something stronger would be a lot harder.
And then the insight would basically be my intelligence, yes?
Awareness.
Awareness, gotcha. Okay, I'm good. Yeah, that is going to be a 9.
Well, yeah, everyone's rolling great. Perfect for a first episode. That way all your good rolls are out by the time it's time for the boss fight. And I can kill you.
That's rude.
Anyways, the form of the spirit shifts, and it's a young girl. I lost my doll.
Omni will help you find doll, yes? Just wait here, okay?
It's in the hay. It was in the hay. They keep moving it around.
It's okay. Omni is good at digging. Omni will find your doll. If doll is not here, Omni will get it back for you. Understood, yes?
Yes. They keep telling me I need to go on, but I don't want to go alone. I need Susie to keep me company.
Just kind of patting the girl.
It's okay. Omni will find your doll. You two can go together, yes?
Mm-hmm. All right, you start digging for the doll. Can you make investigation for me?
Yep.
Yeah, this is intelligence.
That is a... That's going to be an 8.
Okay. With an 8?
Wait,
yeah.
I have proficiency with
investigation. I don't think so.
No, it does. Investigation and perception.
Oh, good for you.
So would that just negate the...
That's plus 1.
Okay, so that would be just a 9 then.
All right, 9. Yeah, you dig. You can tell the doll's not here. Whatever hay it was in that she thinks it's in was moved somewhere.
Walking to the mercantile store then?
Are they still closed. Open?
Slamming on the door.
What's going on?
Hello, it's Omni, yes?
Omni has questions. This is a child. Yeah. What's going on?
Your doll is not here. Omni will find your doll. It has most likely been moved to a different location. Do not worry. Omni knows what she's doing.
Roll yes. To keep her calm. You're going to need to keep her calm. What... Would this be persuasion or charisma?
I'll assume persuasion to keep it at home. It's a 13.
All right, with a 13, yeah. She's like, okay. Okay. Hi, we can go somewhere else. They have a lot of hay at the, on the barn, on the other side. Across the street that belongs to the mercantile. They feed hay to the horses there.
Heading over.
Mm-hmm. And as you enter the barn, she begins, her form begins shaking a little bit. Getting a little staticky.
Wait here, okay? Omni bring back doll, okay?
You'll come back?
Omni always come back, yes?
Okay. And you head in the barn. Can you roll an investigation for me?
Sure thing.
Oh, God.
That's going to be a 3.
3, okay. Can you roll spirituality for me?
Ooh, I'm good at that. That will be... I guess a 5 plus 1, since I have proficiency.
6.
6? Okay.
So, what you're able to gather, the reason she's getting shimmery around the barn is this is where she died. Mm. Whatever happened, she probably dropped her doll in the hay, and she needs it back. Mm. Problem is, you're literally trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Well... Would it be possible to use the fact that I am as bestial as I am to sniff it out using what scent remains on her to find it all? Get out. A bloodhound this shit?
All right, you're pushing it.
Am I able to or no?
I'll let you use perception for another roll.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's as much as you're getting out of that.
Okay.
Okay, that would be 4 then.
All right. Yeah, you're having trouble finding it, and the door bursts open. I know where it is. I know where it is. And like her form's shaking, and you start seeing blood coming out from the top of her head.
Just gonna run up.
It's okay. Calm.
It was. Breathe. We were playing up in the loft. And like she's shaking some more.
It's okay.
Kind of patting her on the head, trying to calm
her down.
And
then there was a big rat with goop all over it. And it scared me. And she puts her hand on her head and there's blood and you can tell she's getting scared.
Just shushing her, you know, doing the thing to try and calm down a child.
Roll persuasion.
That is...
Ooh, that's pretty bad. That'll be 4.
Mm-hmm. She's freaking out. But you do know where to look for the doll now.
Just gonna try and... I know.
I'm gonna dig in my pack.
And I have my own doll that I would have on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna let her play with that for a little while.
Okay, you know what? That's clever. I'll allow it. Yeah. You hand her the doll. She's like, oh. What's her name?
This is Loopy. Loopy is Omni's friend from when Omni was small. Oh. Yes.
Okay. Can I hold Loopy for a little bit?
You may hold Loopy, yes.
Okay. You head to the area she was talking about, and buried in the hay is a little girl's doll.
Grabbing it?
Mm-hmm. Susie.
Here you go.
And she grabs her doll and hugs it tight and begins to fade away.
Rest well, little one.
Thank you, Omni. And she hands you back Loopy as she fades away.
All well, then end well, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you are alone once again.
Time to get out of the city before people start noticing.
Josie. Now, we've talked about a certain event in your past regarding your daughter.
Yes.
Would you like to do that?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, your job is you are on the Dark Watch. It sucks. Ugh. Your job, since the nighttime is evil, your job is to, at dusk and at dawn, go out and make sure everyone's getting around safely at night. Make sure everyone gets home. Mm-hmm. And in the morning, make sure that all the little creatures of darkness, the shades, are all dealt with and taken care of, you know. Yeah. They don't like the sun, but there's plenty of dark alleyways, nooks and crannies that they can hide in. And they'll be waiting to jump the nearest person, so you got to go in there and paladin them away. It sucks. You never get a full night's sleep. And you get jumped by the little dark rats all the time. Sometimes the bigger things. But tonight is different. It's dark. And it's a new moon.
Fuck.
And a new moon means the bigger things can come around. You've felled your fair share of dark rats. Never fun, those things. They possess the bodies of dead rats and then jump out at you and the goop gets all over. It's disgusting.
I gotta stop telling the people of town to stop killing these bitches.
But tonight you see something strange. You're walking home after making sure everyone got escorted home for the night. And you see, standing on your street, a deer.
Huh.
Deer shouldn't be here. This is not a place where deer live.
Not at all.
What do you do?
I try to spook it.
All right, roll intimidation or animal handling, your choice.
Intimidation. It's a 5, but
it's a willpower skill.
It's a willpower skill, you're right. Would it be a +2 or would it be +1?
Do you have proficiency?
Yeah.
Well, +2 and +1, so +3.
So it's 8.
8.
Boo!
I'll say, the fact that it's not scared is weird to you. This should have scared a deer. And it's watching you. Huh. If you roll nature, you might be able to tell something that's off about it.
Would nature be?
That's an awareness skill.
Yeah, I thought it would be. Oh, is that a 10?
A 10, a perfect 10?
It's a 9 plus I think a 1.
Yeah, so that's what in this system we call a perfect 10, when all your stats add up to equal 10 after a roll. I love that. So what that means is this was enough to succeed, so you hit succeed, but you also get a small bonus effect. You see why it's coming off as weird to you. Deer are prey animals, which means it watches you from the side of its head. Mm-hmm. This one is looking head on at you, and you've heard of these things before. They're called, well, you don't know what they're actually called. You just heard them talked about as not deer. They'll go out, they'll pretend to be deer, and when something jumps on them, a mouth will open up from their back and devour it. Oh, God. This thing is very dangerous, and it's also very close to your home.
Oh, no.
You see, it blink while looking at you, and the eyelids are sideways.
Okay. All right. Can I keep your wits about you? Come on.
Sizing you up.
I'm preparing my smite spell.
Okay, you're preparing to smite. Mm-hmm. So to hit a smite, you have to hit it with an attack.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to attack it?
Not first.
You're trying to activate Don't Poke the Bear.
Yes.
So she has a fun little trait called Don't Poke the Bear, which gives her a bonus if she did not initiate combat. So I'll say for this one, roll Provoke.
Provoke would be under
willpower,
right?
Yep, to try and get it to attack you first.
It's an 11.
Yeah, no. You look at it, trying to look weak, trying to look like viable prey. And its mouth opens up in like 4 different directions. And it jumps out at you. And it is going to attack. It is going to make a fucking mouth attack. The first one misses.
Good.
What's your armor class?
My armor class.
Your total armor class.
12.
It rolled a 10. It got a 14. This does hit. You're gonna take 8 darkness damage.
Oh, is that to my stamina?
Yes, to your stamina.
Shit. That's
stamina comes back quick.
That's true. I'm gonna hit it with the smite.
Alright, so you roll a weapon attack. If you hit, you can smite.
Okay, so my weapon attack would be a D10
plus... D10 plus your strength plus your level.
That's a 4 plus 1 is 5.
Yeah, so you smack at it.
But I'm also get to use Provoke the Bear.
Oh, you do. Don't poke the bear. So that would make it a hit.
Amazing.
The +2 is enough to make it a hit. All right, so you may use 1 action point in the spell slot to make it a smite foes.
Yes.
All right. With a smite foes, you can add an extra 4d4s.
I need d4s. You took it out of that pack because you told me you didn't want me to lose it. Where did you put it? That's okay. I'll use my phone.
Okay. So yeah, the way Fight Smite Foes works is it's 4d4s with a first level slot, and the die increases each time you level up. So it becomes 4d6 at a second level, 4d8 at a third level, and so on. Fun little feature.
I'm going
to
use
Flintlance
dice. She's my queen.
For our audio listeners here, which is everyone, Mara just tried to vore her mic.
It's delicious. They shouldn't make it so tasty looking if they're just going to...
This does not look... I'm sorry.
It looks like a black marshmallow.
It does not, actually.
Yes,
four,
it does.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
10. All right. 10. All right, and then your... what weapon are you using? What weapon are you using?
You never gave me weapons to pick from.
I'm so sorry. Weapons. Yeah, we got two focusing on armor. Mm-hmm. Two-handed or... shield.
Shield.
All right, so that would be a one-handed weapon. You want a sword or an axe?
Axe.
All right, you whack it with your battle axe. That's a D8 slashing plus your strength.
D8 plus strength. I'm writing this down.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly. Eight. Mm-hmm. Plus 3 is 11.
11.
I bonked that bitch.
And how much of that was radiant?
Radiant would have just been the strength, wouldn't it?
No. That's my...
The 44.
Hold on, you're right. It would have 10 of it.
10 of it. All right, so that is doubled because the shades are weak to radiant
mm-hmm.
and fire. So it sort of melts. And burns away as your axe slashes through it. You're able to take care of it quickly this time. The radiance of your smite burns away at the darkness until you're just left with the corpse of a deer on the ground.
People gotta stop killing things in this town. That's it. I'm going vegan.
All right, well... it's dealt with. Your shift is over. The streets are empty.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to head home.
I'm burying that deer.
Okay. You're going to go and, bury the deer.
Mm-hmm.
At the temple, they've got stuff ready for that sort of thing. The clerics take it and it's like, another one.
Another one.
This is the fifth one tonight. God.
Tonight?
It's a full moon. I mean, it's a new moon.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, no. Oh, well. You get home safe, okay?
I just know Celeste is not going to bed tonight.
All right. So as you head home, Celeste, your daughter.
My daughter.
You want to talk about her for a little bit?
Celeste is my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She is only 3. She's quite small. Wait, no. She's not 3. She's 5, because my character is 21 now.
Mm-hmm.
She's quite small and very little.
Mm-hmm.
She's always been very, I don't know how to explain this characteristic in child, but kind of flighty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Celeste is definitely always in her own little world, and I love that about her. She's very imaginative. She has a lot of wonder in her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I take care of her myself,
mm-hmm.
Except for... an aunt that I have that'll help sometimes.
Yeah.
Because my parents are not involved.
Yeah. So you're heading home. You open the door.
Mm-hmm.
What is your reflex AC? Actually, this would go against your total.
My reflex AC?
No, this would... Never mind. This would go against your total.
Okay. My total is 12.
All right.
I assume it went back
does
up already.
Does a 7 hit?
A 7 does not.
You are able to, your armor takes the brunt of the blow of a crossbow. You see Celeste shaking, holding a crossbow.
Celeste, sweetheart, where did you get that?
Minerva told me. She said there was something dangerous out there and I needed to be ready.
Minerva?
Minerva, guardian angel of children. Daughter of Solaris. They say that children who need comforting will have Minerva come and help them at night. But this was obviously something much different. She told me that there was something dangerous out there, and I needed to be ready. She's shaking, and she drops the crossbow to the ground, and she runs up. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to shoot you.
I know. Calm down, sweetheart. It's okay. Sorry. Don't cry. You know, you don't need to be afraid of something's dangerous, because I'm going to take care of it.
She said there was a big deer with a mouth on its back. It could have come in.
I would have never let that happen, sweetheart. None of us in... What
is it? Lenru.
In Lenru, none of us paladins would have ever let that happen.
I know, but it was the full moon and everyone was busy and you were out late. I'm sorry. It just... She kept saying that I needed to be ready. And she didn't... That I shouldn't get hurt. I should be ready. And she's talked about Minerva before. Mm-hmm. Like... Everyone, when they're children, who is, you know, somewhat tangentially related to Solaris or even just a child that needs help, they have experiences with Minerva to help them. But you generally end up forgetting it by the time you're an adult. You just have the feelings. Mm-hmm. You remember Minerva as somewhat playful, a little bit of a trickster, but ultimately helpful. This, what she's describing to you, is something different.
Well, let's get you cleaned up, and we'll go to bed, hon.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I know. Also, it's a new moon tonight. Remember, we were working on phases. Mm-hmm. New moon is when they don't see the moon.
Okay. Yeah, new moon. Right. That... I always thought it was the new one when it was big, and that's like, oh, it's already, it's brand new.
That's the full moon. Oh. Because it's full of light.
Okay. And as you head to bed, your thoughts are flooding your brain. You don't know where she got the crossbow. You don't know who's telling her this, if it's Minerva. But you realize you need to find answers. Your aunt in town. She could take care of Celeste for a little while. You could still see her, of course, but with the type of investigation you need to do, it's too much. You make your preparations, and roughly a month later, it's time for her to go to her aunt's for a little while.
Come on, Celeste, we're going to Aunt Ella's.
But I don't want to go.
So sad for you, sweetheart.
I want to stay with you.
I want you to stay with me, too, but I have to go somewhere very important for a little while.
Yeah. The temple. You plan on traveling to one of the larger temples for Solaris.
Yes.
There they may have answers. What you have is just a little local church.
Yes, we're going. I'm going to the temple.
Will you be back soon?
As soon as I can.
Okay. Is this because I shot you with the crossbow?
No. You know, my job, working with the temple as a paladin, it in our little tiny church, I don't get as much training as I wish I could.
Okay.
I want to be really good at our job, so...
So you're going to paladin school?
Yes.
Okay. Yuck.
Yeah. Yuck.
Yucky. Okay. Well, I'll stay with Auntie for now.
Yes.
And she just hugs you and holds you tightly. You'll be safe.
I'll be super safe.
You won't let the deer get you?
No.
Okay. I love you, Mom.
I love you too, Ella.
And... On the night of the full moon, you prepare. On the night of the new moon, Jesus. Mm-hmm. You make your preparations to leave. You just have to make it one more night here, and then you're free to go for your vacation. vacation, air quotes. And we will pick this up. This next in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Rough for you, for our listeners, in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
This episode was not the typical episode. Normally, they'll go for probably around 3 hours, knowing us.
Oh, yeah.
Two to four, roughly. Yeah. This one only went for an hour.
Not bad.
We just wanted to get you guys introduced to the characters, the themes, make plans for what's going forward. If you would like to join into Stories of Adventure and become part of this game yourself, not this campaign, but the game as a whole, you can join us on the Discord, which we'll have a link to in the description. We have just today entered the beta, which involves the creation of this podcast, lots more playtest sessions in the Discord, and 6 new classes, 3 of which you have just heard tonight, the Druid, Paladin, and Wraith. Other classes are the Barbarian, the Swashbuckler, and the Witch, so I hope you guys will like those. Anyways, let's see here. Thanks to everyone in the Discord for making this happen. Special thanks to Nick for helping make the alpha happen and helping with the transition to beta. Currently, he's been working on making a new version of the character sheet so we don't have to edit a spreadsheet anymore. So thank you so much, Nick, for all of that. We really couldn't be doing this without you. Do you guys have anything you would like to shout out? Anything you'd like to plug?
Thank you to the lovely, beautiful Annabelle for making the game and for investing her time and money into this and to all of our equipment. Shout out.
Yep.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We would like in the future to be able to end these sessions with a Q&A, but obviously we don't have anyone who's asked any cues. So if you go in the Discord and go to the Q&A section, we'll answer any questions you put out there. But for now, that's all. This has been a Hoopsnake Games production.